The presidents of the United States and Iran have officially signed a memorandum of understanding aimed at ending the war and reopening the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, some details arrived about what exactly is in this document that aims to set up 60 days of talks between the United States and Iran. The plan is for those talks to nail down a final settlement to end the war that's left thousands dead across the Middle East. The conflicts also triggered a global oil crisis. So there's a lot of pressure on US President Donald Trump to demonstrate, in the end, if it was all worth it. Let's have a look at what's in this MOU. First, to the issue of stopping Iran getting nuclear weapons, which Donald Trump's been long saying was his main reason for going to war. Iran's highly enriched uranium would be downblended, meaning it wouldn't be able to be used to make a nuclear weapon. But so much detail around curbing Iran's nuclear program is yet to be thrashed out. Fighting would end on all fronts, including Lebanon, where Israel's been attacking the militant group Hezbollah, a key ally of Iran. But whether Israel actually withdraws its forces, it insists on stopping a threat to its people, remains to be seen. Then there's the Strait of Hormuz, the key oil and gas shipping lane Iran's effectively closed. The Iranian regime's been saying in recent days it'll start charging ships fees, despite that going against the principle of free shipping. The newly released text says there will be no charge for 60 days, but what happens after that isn't clear. The deal waives sanctions Mr. Trump imposed on Iran's oil exports, restoring a revenue stream worth billions. There's also a controversial reconstruction fund for Iran, worth well over 400 billion Australian dollars. But it's not clear how that'll work either. Donald Trump's threatening to return to fighting if things fall apart.
We'll go right back to dropping bombs right smack in the middle of their head.
Alan Ayres, a distinguished diplomatic fellow at the Middle East Institute and a former US career diplomat. Here, he considers the question, did the US come out in a better or worse position by attacking Iran along with Israel?
Far worse, and not just the US, but the region and the world. We attacked Iran even though it was no strategic threat to the United States, but paradoxically, we might have increased Iran's strategic threat to the United States as a result of this war.
Alan fears the war's elevated a more concerning batch of leaders in a country that was already regarded as a brutal and oppressive dictatorship.
We have brought into power in Iran a leadership that is more anti-US, more militarized, more hardline, and consequently, I think it more likely that this new Iranian regime will actually seek nuclear weapons.
That's exactly what Donald Trump's insisting he's trying to stop, a nuclear-armed Iran. Now, his administration has 60 days to prove to the world and American voters it can make that happen. But the Iranian regime's known for bargaining slow and hard, and has survived the war with new leverage to use against an American leader who prides himself on deal-making.